riff, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfasi. I think the Moroccans advanced in the World Cup today, did they not?
They did.
Bischos Harif. Okay, obviously. Okay, so Rabbi Shua bin Karacham, Rabbi Mitzalitza, Shanel, Rabbi Mitzalitza, Shalom, Jifti, Rabbi Sharichem. V'chi yesh olam makom mishpat, v'yesh mishpat makom shalom, ele ezeh o mishpat, sheshimo shalom, evi omer zeh bitzua. V'chein b'davidu omer, v'yi davidu osem mishpat tzaka v'chlamo, v'lochol makom sheshimo zeh tzaka. Tzedakin mishpat ele ezeh o mishpat, sheshimo tzaka, evi omer zeh bitzua. So the riff is like, you know, again, the riff is the ultimate minimalist. Like, why exactly is the riff, you know, giving us all of this shock levitari in the Gemara? It's a little bit tamua, right? So the answer appears to be is that he deems this all very important to understand the nature of Pshara. Okay, all right, so Eitzad, you got it? So Amar Rav. Baisu o
Pshara Baisu. Kihad the Ravuna, Kiabu Atu Batre Lakame, Dina Amarlu, Dina Baitu, Op Sharbaitu.
So it's interesting. When they would come to him for din, he would say, do you really want din? Or maybe do you want Pshara? Or would he say to them, what's it gonna be, guys, din or Pshara? There's a lot of ambiguity here. You know, in terms of like what's actually required. Okay. Vidafka
Mikami Gmardin, Avalach or Gmardin, Yeta Rashi Lutua, Hechidami, Gmardin, Amar Yehuda, Amarav, Ki Amar, Ish Ploni Atazaka, Ish Ploni Atachayev, Nadamar Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya, Shnaim Shvel of Nechalin,
Ach, let's just raise the Vimeo, we should just raise the Vimeo, Yetayah Dino Tatarashlam of the Handahu Bitsu, Aval. Lesa. And the Rosh says the same thing. In other words, who do we paskin like? The Tanakam against Rabbi Shimon Manasya? That Pshara remains a mitzvah well beyond the Lo Saguru Rubicon. Wow. So you wouldn't be able to back out to save your life, but you could, for the sake of bringing Pshara. Wow. Goodness me. You didn't see that one coming. Okay, that's quite astounding, I would say. And let's take a look at the Shulte HaGiborim here, and then we'll be into the Bach. This is Shulte HaGiborim is justly celebrated. Okay, so the bottom right, Belashon Riaz. Ah, so the Rosh Hashanah Lahatil Pshara Binehen. The Fasher Binehen. Okay. So again, it sounds like Rashi, not like Tesvis. Wow. So the Shulte Giborim says, our entire sugya, that Pshara only remains possible until Gemar Din, that's only true under what circumstances, Eitan?
If the Dayanim, like, push the Bali Din to...
Exactly. But even after the Gemar Din, what can they do?
Still push towards...
Oh, you know. Give me a P. Give me an E, give me an S. Right, they're allowed to, like, you know, cheer them on. Divrei piusim. You know, after giving the Gemara Din, like, hey, how about we all get a Coke at the Pshara diner? Or Diane 1 says to Diane 2, guess what happened to me yesterday? I was involved in a pshara. Diane 2 says, whoa. Isn't that... So, Shilta Giborim says, you know, it's just like the first offer, right? You know, here's the verdict, but really, all the cool kids are doing Pshara. Hey, guess which elective I'm taking next year? Pshara. So, the Shilta Giborim has... Eitan, would you say this qualifies as a massive chiddush in terms of the way the Gemara sounds?
Yes,
I would say so. Because we agreed. Tosos thought even Rashi was a bridge too far. Like, how could you really think that there was... Why would anybody need to tell you that you can't do Pshara after Gemar Din? The verdict is rendered. The Enlecha usurpation of Din. The verdict was given. What do you mean, Pshara? And the Shulchan Giborim says, I mean Pshara. This has nothing to do with Shavua. This is just Pshara. Because it's, and he said, it's a mitzvah gedola. It's not a mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha, it's a mitzvah gedola lios b'pshara. Tamid. You'll see in the Rambam, it says that. Right? When the Breslovers are singing mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha, the Litvaks are singing mitzvah gedola lios b'pshara, tamid. Hareza mishubach. Right? So, it's hava shalom min adam l'chaveiro. Wow. That's pretty astonishing. This Shilta Giborim. Blush and Rias. But again, if you really believe Mitzvah Livtsoa, and you pick up on the indications that it's not just MS, but it's MS plus, it's not just Mishpat, but it's Mishpat plus. Just give me 1 second, Sariel. And you see the Rif is quoting everything here. And we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Karacha, you can understand that it's still, is it a novel application? Absolutely. But you can understand the instinct very well. And especially if you come from the background that you fellows come from, having served in the Lo Saguru campaign, and you know all about what Lo Saguru is and how chamor that is, and you know how a dayan has to be prepared to sacrifice his family, or whatever it is, b'ki ha-mishpat le-lokimbu. And Pshara, it's clear from the Rif, goes beyond, you know, the point of no return in terms of Lo Saguru. It's not impossible to say, once you're Docha that, you know, who said Gemar Din is such a holy endpoint? So sorry, I'll just give me 1 second to establish the Bach and then I'll circle back. Okay, so Eitan, go ahead. Okay, so there's always a discussion about what really constitutes Gemar Din. So our Gemara is the normative Gemara of Ishpani Ata Zaka, Ishpani Ata Chayav, but there is some indication that perhaps the Rambam accepts an even later stage of Tsei Tenlo, that the Dayan says, and therefore, Ruvain, you got to fork over, you know, the cash to Shimon, okay? Wow. So the Bach says, as far as he's concerned, the right thing is to be machmir kishita satosos, that pshara should no longer be possible once, what did Bali Atosos say? Once you know what the psak din is going to be, even before you say it. Exactly the opposite of the Shilta Yagiborim. Umash kasam miyu im yeh shavua b'nehem, the shavua hater that seems to be broadly embraced, right? The Rush had that, Tosos had that, the Radvaz had that. That was the one point where everybody seemed to agree, because the shavua, you know, shavua gives us a little bit of, you know, hesitation. Right, which was the psak of the Radvaz as well. Aval bagosa shri mevuar leperusham, meaning they're not willing to do that after Gemar Din. They're only willing to do that after you know what's going on. Okay, so it's a bit of a chiluke deos. What did Tosfos mean?
Shvua shari lemi mar lehu laso pshara. Gamar Adin Lamar Ilo Ish Ploni Atachai of Shua, Inno Rasha Elaso Pshara, the Kevin, Gamar Adin Lipsak Shua, Imchazim Hadayani Melsim Shara Nira, Kilu Loganu Dinamet, Vegam Zen Nakhon Lachon.
Wow, so the Bach with the double Chumrah says number one, we should Bach for like Tosos, that we shouldn't do a Pshara after Gamar Adin. Wow, Shulte Giborim would be shaking his head disapprovingly. But not only that, you see the Bach is like the Grinch who stole Pshara. He won't even allow it in a case of Shavua. Wow. Because he says what? The Lashon here is very important. In a Rashi Lasos Pshara, the Kevin, the Kar Gamru Adin, Lipsok Shavua, in Mechosun Nadiyana, Vyosim Pshara, Niru Kilu. This is what they call the Tel, Lo Danu Din Emes. Wow. That the whole problem post Gemara Din is that it seems like the whole thing was, you know, I don't know, maybe Shalom Abiyalma? It's not really true. If it's true, it's true. I would say 2 + 2 = 4, but since you don't like that, what do we say, 3.5? Do I hear a 3.25? I'm willing to go down to 3. Halacha's halacha. Right, if it didn't paskin yet. So the Bach is very bothered by that. So the Bach is establishing, right, a double chumrah. He thinks that we should be machmir for the Bali Atosus, A, and B, afilu makom shvua, right, once you have psakdin, there's nothing to talk about. That's an extraordinary shita. Really, two shitas. Sorry, I'll thank you for your patience.
One question from this, is that before the Gemara Din is given over, or before Tosos' definition of
the former? No, so he says, let's assume that what Tosos was saying was that they're open to the idea in a Shua after Gemara Din, even though there is some discussion about that. So he says, once they give his view, and again, this is totally against what the Radvaz thinks, the halacha based on Tosos, because Tosos' language is ambiguous. So he says, let's assume that what Tosos meant when it came to Shavua was l'achar gemar din, and they say, Reuven, you have to take a Shavua. If you want to hold on to the money, you have to take a Shavua. Or if you want to be motzi the mamon, you have to take a Shavua, whatever it is. So once they say that, they can't circle back to Pshara. Wow.
So you're just going to go to bring Tosos to the
sheep. Yeah.
Quick. She does so seem that he doesn't necessarily pass him like that.
Correct. He could have gone even further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you just appreciate the range between the Bach and the Shulte Giborim is vast.
And according to the Shulte Giborim, he would say that you can do Shara even if we know where it is, as long as the Gemara Din is not given over.
Shulte Giborim? No, he's saying, you said Ishpori Atzaka, Ishpori Atachayev. But now, you know, the Dayanim want to start, you know, preaching to the Bali Din the importance of Pshara.
But before the Gemara Din,
they're hacking the mechanic about Pshara from the moment they walk into it. The guys are saying, we want Din. And then they should, and then they give the Gemara Din, they give the Psak, and they say, Ishponi Atachai, Ishponi Atazakai, and they should say, but you know what, Pshara is still great.
But is that the Torah's Pshara, though, after? Because they're technically Chayiv. One's Chayiv, one's Zakai. And at this point, it's kind of between.
It's a good question.
So you decide to get it over, that's kind of not.
Yeah, so it's a very deep question that you're asking. But the answer is essentially that, according to Shulte Giborim, the answer is yes. According to others, the answer may be no and no. Then at that point, right, what did the Bach say? It's like, you know, at this point, it's Sheker. Right? Or at least it's approaching. Okay. So, we're now going to take half a step back to take, hopefully, at least 2 steps forward and take a look at Pshara in another context. How many people yesterday got up to the Gemara on Lamed Beis? Did anybody see this? Okay. Shimon, take it away. So this is a non-din application of Pshara. Very fascinating one at that. And again, this will be half a step back, but hopefully really to take multiple steps forward in terms of getting the full range of Pshara. Okay, so go ahead. Resh Lakish Rami. Ksiv b'tzedek tishbur am yisecha. One tzedek, ksiv tzedek, tzedek terdevake tzad. So one of them is in a case where the Dayan has a sense that there are some machinations going on. Gnevish a shtick. So they have to, you know, double down. And then, you know, the other one is with, you know, litigants who are on the up and up. Okay. Oh. Wow. So that tzedek tirdof, and b'tzedek tishbod amisacha, one of them is referring to, we don't know which one yet, one of them is referring to din and the other is referring to pshara, but they're both referred to as tzedek. Wow. But with a little gefil here, Shimon. With a little emotion, you know. This is like the two boats. You're there. You're in the merchant marine over here. There you go. They're going to drown. So they're going to try to go at the same time. There's going to be a collision. Each one will sink to the bottom of the sea. That will be the end of the camels. So if we have a tuna v'sheina tuna, if one is loaded and the other one is not loaded, tidacha sheina tuna mibnei tuna, let the loaded one go first. Right. So they both are the same, it's equidistant to their destination, and they're both equally loaded or unloaded. So what do we do? Okay, so you make a pshara and, you know, let them come to some. One guy says, okay, I'll go first and I'll pay you 3 rubles. You know, I'll go first and I'll pay you 5 lira, whatever it is, okay? So hatel pshara. Now, is this in the context of a bezdin? On the other hand, it is referred to, you know, by a pasuk that seems to be geared towards, you know, a bezdin. So this is like, you know, sort of like echoes of what we talked about in the Ramban. A pshara is like an example of like just doing the right thing. Lifnim Mishura said it. So we need to get some perspective here. So let's take a look at Rashi. Then we'll look at the Rambam and the Meiri, the Kiryas Sefer, and we'll have accomplished a lot today. Okay. So b'tzedek tishbod, v'loksiv b'tzedek. Not only once. So masnisa shapiritu b'chad mahani shinu yekir Rabbi Chanina yekir Rava yekir Rav Papa avol cry. The psukim themselves, the Rambam l'reish lakish lo kashu. L'drisha l'chakiro asila tzadik din shalcha v'tzadik pshara shalcha. Once for din, once for pshara. It's the same pasuk. Wow. What does that seem like it's saying? This is a critically important Rashi. Critically important, underline worthy. That you shouldn't do what? Tzedek tzedek tirdof. The Dayan has 2 arrows in his quiver. He has the din and he has pshara. And go ahead.
Like the 2 of them are equal, you shouldn't necessarily favor one over the other.
Yeah, is that the impression that you got from the Shilta Giborim? No. Very far from that impression, right? Is that the impression that you had from, you know, generally the Sugya Daf Vav? I certainly didn't, right? Maybe the Bach would be cheering this on, I don't know, but that they're just 2 co-equals, Din and Pshara? Whatever happened to, you know, going post the Lo Saguru Rubicon? We could always do Pshara. All right. So that's I didn't see that one coming. I mean, before learning this. Like, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Shimon. Right, so let that one go second, you know, and you get a little bit of compensation, and we'll consider that to be a legitimate pshar. Okay, so let's make two hayaros, just based on the Gemara and Rashi. One, right, tzedek, tirdof, din and pshara are being held, you know, together in that way, which is really interesting. And two, Rashi says, you know, shal yirodef es ha'echad yoser mechavero. It's almost like, you know, you have to, you know, balance the two of them in a very, I think, surprising way. All right, so let's take a look at how the Rambam paskins is in Hilchos Shmiras Nefesh, Hilchos Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, but this really goes under the Shmiras Nefesh. This is Perek Yud Gimel. Then we'll see the Meiri and the Kiryas Sefer. So the way the Rambam interprets, right, he quotes the Gemara, the Halacha, right, that we're supposed to make a Pshara, but which Pasuk does he affiliate that with? Yeah, but Tzedek Tishpat Amitecha. So apparently, the way that he understood the Gemara is a little bit distinctive from Rashi here. We'll see if this makes a difference. Is this a distinction with or without a difference? It's hard to tell just yet. But Rashi understood that Tzedek Terdof, Echad Ladin, Echad Pshara. Maybe the Rambam interpreted the Gemara to be saying, Echad Ladin, Echad Pshara, that the Pasuk of Tzedek Terdof was a Pasuk about Din. But Tzedek Tishpat Amitecha is a Pasuk about Pshara. But Tzedek Tishbod Amisecha. Okay. So the Rambam paskins in the Libet Hilchos said that there is plenty of room for Pshara well beyond the confines of Din. And the Meiri puts a very fine point on this idea, Shimon Ross. What a signature expression. There are certain things in life where it is impossible to achieve what? And therefore, the only thing that's left to us is, wow. There's an expression we'll become well acquainted with, Yafa koach pshara mikoach hadin. This would be one of those expressions. There are some situations where there is no din. They all have equally distant to go. They're all equally loaded. They all got here at the same time. What's fair? What's not fair? This is a situation where it's not just a technical point. But Pshara can achieve some things that Dean can't. Well. Right, so you have to go to the Gemara again. Stay ahead. Bari mipnei cholev. One is sick, obviously. So what's the Meiri adding, right? So the Meiri, again, is telling us of the impressive power of Pshara to go where Din cannot, Right? But what he's really saying, and you see it in the examples that he adds on, right? Is that this automatically lends itself to cases that aren't in the Gemara. It's not just Tu'una or Karov, but V'chein Kol Kayotze Bazei. I mean, the Rambam already had that Lashon, but, you know, if you see that, then just put it in somewhat, you'll permit me the embellishment within the Mashal. Let's say go back to the Sfinos, and they both arrived at the junction at the same exact time. And they both have an equidistant journey to their location, and they're both equally loaded, and they both have an equal number of sailors. But the captain of one is engaged to be married, you know, and he wants to get home to see his kala. And the other captain is a grizzled veteran, you know, and, you know, I mean, he'll be happy to see his wife and she him, but, you know, it's not exactly the same. So, you know, get the chasen home. Naki yelaveso, shana achas. You know, it lends itself to employment of these factors where there would be no din. What is this reminiscent of? This attitude. Sorry, y'all. Outstanding. Right? Because not every situation can be written. There's always factors that you can take into account. You can't say al pi din, the fact that, you know, one is a grizzled veteran of the seas and the other one is, you know, a young whippersnapper and engaged. You can't say that there's some se'if katan in Shulchan Aruch that's going to give one priority over the other, but it's a davar ra'oi, it's a davar me'ula. Pshara goes where din cannot. Shara sails the high seas and climbs the high mountains together with the camels. Oh. But Pshara giveth and taketh. Because at the very moment where you get the sense of the power of Pshara and the broad applicability of Pshara and how it can go where din cannot, is it strength, not also perhaps a weakness? Because the Mabit comes back and says, it's just one line that I picked out, but the Mabit is commenting here, which we'll get to Shitas HaRambam, regarding Pshara Bidin in Abastin, and he says, yes, I know, the Mabit writes in the Kiryas Sefer, I know that the Gemara extols the virtues of Pshara and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. I know that. But if you want to know what I think about that in terms of its relevance, if Ari Herman wants to know how relevant is Lamed Beis Amed Beis to Daf Vav, like how excited should I be about Pshara in a Bezdin circumstance based on whatever's going on with the camels on the mountain or the ships on the high sea, then the Kiryas Sefer says, my answer to you is... not really relevant at all. And I see Eitan Barinholtz nodding sagaciously, thinking to himself, Eitan, what are you thinking?
You don't really have a court to go to when you're
on the scene. Because there, din isn't really relevant. The whole point is Shein Midas Adin Sholet Espehen. So of course you have to do Pshara. But if you have the opportunity for din, then...
That's the optimal.
Yeah, maybe that's a better thing to do. The Kiryas Sefer isn't committing himself to that perspective. He doesn't personally believe that, but he says we shouldn't get too carried away, too swept away by the Gemara on Lamed Beis. Because all that Gemara is telling you is that there are situations where you might not be able to find a din. And so, of course, you have to work things out. So let boat A go first, and, you know, boat A will give boat B some donuts. I mentioned that this morning because there was a guy in my shul at Yortzeit for his father, so he made a tikkun outside with donuts, and I took three of them, one for each child. and I put them in my pocket, which is always a bad idea. They were the three mini donuts, the chocolate Entenmann's mini donuts. And I was then rushing late to a meeting with somebody who was coming from far away to see me. And in my haste, I crushed the donuts. And now I have to report back to my children that there are no donuts for them and ruin their evening. And this is after a blackout yesterday. So the point is that donuts is nothing to sneeze at. But I would do for three donuts right now. I would agree to go second if I were in the boat. Right? You can't go to Dunkin' Donuts on my way home because after, I don't know, 1 o'clock. I've tried this with my kids during COVID. Like, you know, try to go every day. What else did we have to do? They don't have any more donuts. So there are no more donuts in Bergen County. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's worth it for that. That doesn't tell you anything about if you have the opportunity to be Mashrish Shechina of Yisrael and to be Don Dinemes. So the Bach would look at this Gemara and he would say, you know, well, that's because you can't have achieved Din. So don't get all, you know, poetic about the Ramban and the Mishra Sadin. And this is the Yashar V'Atov, and it's even better, and Din can accomplish things that Pshara can accomplish things that Din can't. When you have the opportunity for the truth, you go for the truth. As Moshe, our teacher, said, Yikov HaDin HaSahar. Every source almost can be looked at in two different ways. Locham V'Lokar. Locham V'Lokar. It's just right. There really are two almost completely legitimate perspectives on Pshara. It's hard to say, Moshe or Aaron, you know, who's right. I mean, at some point you have to come to a Psak Halacha, but there's some sugyas you really have to experience the tension. Truth is beautiful and peace is beautiful. And the Shilta Giborim is convinced that mitzvah gedola, lasso shalom in adam mechavero, and even after the Gemara Din, if you could just get them to see the light of peace, you know, not the light of truth. It's not truth will set you free. Peace will set you free. And the Dayanim will say, all we are saying is give peace a chance. That, you know, represents a sort of a pull in the sugya. The Bach is like, no. I wouldn't try for a pshara after actual din. And yeah, I mean, you don't like the idea of people taking shavuos, but, you know, at some point, once there's a Gemara din, and the Gemara din includes a shavua, so then the fellow's taking a shavua. You're not going to be matil a pshara after that. And the Radvaz will say, no, I'll meet you right smack in the middle. For a Shavua, I'll say you can do a Pshara after a Din. But otherwise, probably not. And the Rosh will say, maybe if it was really in the Baal Din's interest. Was the Baal Din was thinking to himself, you know, I'm never going to see this money. This guy opposite me, he's a Gvar Olam. He's in with Sammy the Bull and Mickey the Moose. I'm never going to get that money. I might as well. And he's agreeing to give me half of it right now. You know, back in the day, I'm not going to mention his name, but the guy who used to take $2 off of me for Wednesday Pizza Day lunch money, had he offered one of the dollars back and say, let's call it even, I would have taken it. Maker Adin. I mean, it's really my $2, but had he offered me a dollar back, I would have said, you have yourself a deal. Because what was I going to do? Sometimes Pshara is really in the interest of the Baal Din. It's an intelligent compromise. There's a lot I could do with that dollar. That was worth, you could get a bag of barbecue potato chips for 25 cents. That's four bags of barbecue potato chips right there. That's already lunch. And especially if your mother, you know, had a vendetta against snacks before it was fashionable, and you were sent to school with nothing, you might make that deal. But I should note that there was another way. No, again, obviously my ethical sensitivities were not so refined at this point. But there were three classmates on the bus with me who were fully armed with snacks, super snacks, actually, as they were called, pizza wheels, the twisty guys. One of them even always had a Tropicana orange juice. Probably they're loaded. I don't know how they could afford that on a daily basis. But they said that if I did their Myanmar Almis and Almina Amars on the bus, then it was a classic service economy. You know, they paid me, and I was short snacks. They were, you know, surplus. They were short Torah knowledge. I mean these Almina Amars. I mean, you know, this was, you know, it's pretty straightforward stuff. I did draw the line. It was probably not so. It did not occur to me till many years later that I probably should not have done that. But in my defense, somebody was given a take-home exam and asked me if I could do that. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to do that. So in any event, even I had my standards. My younger siblings were considerably younger than I am. They can't believe that mom was so strict back in the day. But that was, you know, we said, if you want a snack, you can bring an apple. Shimon Ross. This is the 90s, though. Nobody even knew this stuff was bad for you.
You caught me on a bad day.
Oh, what'd you bring? Oh, you didn't bring anything. Okay.
Tomorrow, though.
So, in any event, point... the point is, if you got your $2 taken from you, and you were looking at the whole second half of the day, plus a bus ride with no snacks, and the possibility of maybe getting them through Almina Mars, depending on what was assigned that day, you would take a dollar. You would take the dollar back. So that's what the rush will say. He'll draw the line. Shara really sometimes is in your interest. Okay. So one question to file away, not for tomorrow, because it's not going to be possible for us, but I will be in the base medrash. I'll try to let go at 1:15 to get the Bechinas back, is this point in the Radvaz that we haven't solved yet. What in the world did he mean when he said that maybe what the Havamina was that if the Dayanim only said, Ish Poni Ata Zakai, somebody could, like, throw their body across the, you know, whatever, and say, Pshara! So, like, what? How does that make sense? He says, that was the Havamina, the Maskan is. No, at that point, you have to carry it through Kamar Din. What is that? What is that? Okay.